From Johannesburg in South Africa, the latest from podnews.net.
From Gimlet Media, this is The Knives, a Black culture podcast brought to you by Blackness's biggest fans. I'm Eric Getting.
The hosts of The Nod are in South Africa. Wits University was the host for the quarterly Pod Meet in Johannesburg. There was a market overview from Iono.fm, an enterprise podcaster which claims 2.5 million people download their podcasts monthly. Then Eric Eddings and Brittany Luz, hosts of Gimlet Media's The Nod, were special guests. We asked them about their attitude to subscriptions and exclusives. Eric Eddings said that subscription services offer podcasters the type of budget that they need to make great stories up front, adding that he felt there was space for both business models. Most people don't know how much it costs to make something good, added Brittany Luz. They also took part in a podcasting masterclass as part of Radio Days Africa. The BBC Sounds app has been upgraded to add CarPlay and Android Auto support. We've also taken the opportunity, says an email, to reset our rating in the Apple App Store, as today's BBC Sounds experience is very different from the one people would have had when we soft-launched it a year ago. That's according to James Purnell in an all-staff email seen by Podnews. The rating for the app was just 2.1 stars before the reset. It's now 4.3. So that worked then. Podcast Brunch Club, like Book Club, but for podcasts, published its July listening list. The theme is Breaking the News, and the playlist includes four episodes about media companies and news consumers breaking old habits and old business models. Captivate, a growth-focused podcast host currently in beta, has just announced Captivate Sites. For a podcast website, that quote looks like it was designed for this decade. Alitu, an app that helps assemble a podcast, has added noise reduction and improved audio leveling to its service. The service aims to help podcasters spend less time on their audio and more time creating great content. If you'd like to add your favourite podcast to Google Home routine so you can wake up to your favourite podcast or trigger it as you cook dinner, we link to instructions today in our episode notes and our newsletter. In South Africa, an event for you, Podmeet Cape Town, is taking place on Monday at the Brewers Co-op in Albert Road with the Afro Queer team, who were newly selected for the Google Podcast Creators Programme. WARC write about podcasts at Empire Magazine, a UK-based movie magazine owned by Bauer Media. Meanwhile, Netflix is adding directors' commentary using podcasts. Bespoke personalised audio advertising company A Million Ads has announced partnerships with Triton Digital and Adform. And we link to some advice from the podcast host, Patreon for Podcasters. What are the best practices there? And Rough Translation is some of the finest journalism and reportage out there. That's according to Camilla Barth, a journalism trainer at Radio Days Africa in Johannesburg, playing a clip from an episode featuring a lot of different size butts.
We're looking at different sizes, we're looking at different ages, we're looking at different colors, and there's a lot of butts. It's like big butts, little butts, wide butts, fat butts.
And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.